So this was a large, randomized, controlled, prospective study, open label, international study of over 1,200 patients with stage 3 and 4 disease who were randomized to either 6 cycles of ABVD or 6 cycles of brentuximab vedotin plus AVD. The primary endpoint was a modification, which is a little complicated to explain, progression-free survival at 2 years. I won't really get into this because it was a little hard to understand, but bottom line is that analysis according to regular progression-free survival was really not different. And this trial showed a better modified progression-free survival at 2 years for the brentuximab vedotin plus AVD arm as compared with the ABVD arm. And the difference was not huge, but it was statistically significant. It was approximately 5%. So this met the primary endpoint of the trial, and the FDA granted approval of brentuximab vedotin for use as frontline treatment in stages 3 and 4 Hodgkin lymphoma. So the question is really whether everybody should get this or whether only some patients should get it, and that is really not been completely settled. So there are secondary studies involved with the ECHELON trial, which are looking at prognostic factors that may identify subgroups that particularly benefited. I would add that we participated in the ECHELON 1 trial. In fact, we were the largest accruing single center in the world. We accrued 44 patients. I'm actually third author on the paper because an investigator in Poland got credit for the entire country of Poland, so he's author number two. But anyway, we were very heavily involved with this, and I'm involved also with some of the post hoc subset analyses. But in the primary analysis, subgroups were identified where they seemed to benefit from the brentuximab vedotin AVD arm. Some of these in a forest plot would cross the midline, so are not completely statistically significant, but the patients who seemed to benefit were patients male sex, stage 4, multiple adverse risk factors in the international prognostic score, and actually, interestingly, where North America versus other sites, North American patients did a bit better. And this is the reason that in this particular patient, so we're not in the clinical trial anymore, we're off trial, we don't have a clinical trial at that time for these patients. So I decided to treat with BV plus AVD because I thought that he is possibly in a subgroup who would benefit. And he has actually just completed treatment. His PET scan is negative and he will be followed. So I think that we're kind of in the process of trying to figure out what patients might benefit the most from this approach.